6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, and dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family schedule onto a sleek digital display so you focus on important things like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 463.
On Now You Know. So, Acceleration Boost is now available for the new Model Y for an additional $2,000.
This feature adds about 100 additional horsepower to the already powerful 458 horsepower of the long-range all-wheel drive launch series, for instance. This reduces the 0 to 60 time from 4.6 seconds to 4.2 seconds.
And I think this is one of the most often missed details about Teslas. So after you take home the Model Y, even our last year Model Y, you can buy software upgrades that actually unlock things like Acceleration Boost.
No need to bring your Tesla into a service center and get physical work done. It's all done with a simple over-the-air software update, and voila, now your Tesla is more powerful.
It doesn't cost Tesla anything really, but Tesla's revenue goes up, and then the customer now has a new, peppier vehicle.
And the legacy media doesn't even know what we're talking about.
This Model Y owner in China could have used the acceleration boost to get out of this situation, maybe?
Ooh.
Aaron Lee says the new Model Y is very sturdy. A truck struck it from the side rear at high speed, but the Tesla driver was unharmed.
Again, as a public service announcement, the Tesla Model Y is arguably the safest car on the road, period.
It has earned 5-star safety ratings from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Top Safety Pick Plus Award from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety.
5-star ratings from Euro NCAP, the highest overall score under their updated protocol.
And it topped the Australasian NCAP with their highest weighted score.
So if you love somebody, put them in a Tesla. Thanks to Delete Me for sponsoring this episode.
If you've watched us for a while, you know that we use Delete Me to protect our personal data.
Scammers and data brokers are online and could be researching you and then selling your personal details.
You have the right to stay private.
Delete Me is a hands-free subscription service that will remove your personal information like your name, your age, where you live, and more that's being sold online. Delete Me's mission is simple: to remove customers' information from search results.
We believe in the right to own, manage, and remove your personal information.
So once you sign up, you'll get a privacy report in 7 days.
DeleteMe will remove your personal data from hundreds of data broker websites.
And DeleteMe keeps monitoring them year-round, removing information as needed.
You can also make custom removal requests.
DeleteMe provides regular privacy reports that clearly show each individual signed up for their service, how much data was found, where it was found, and where it was removed.
Go to joindeleteme.com/NYK20 and use the code NYK20 at checkout to get 20% off your plan.
All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup.
And remember Braden Smith, the farmer? Well, he says, I'm still shocked that this is the reality of farming. Check this out.
It is a beautiful evening, and we are out here putting some product on. And this is all powered by the Cybertruck's 240-volt, 120-volt inverter. Super nice, not having to have a noisy generator all day long. Bottom here, we got our two tanks already fresh out of this one. Got a pump and agitator. Upstairs on the flight deck, you got those cooling stations that you're hearing and air charging up here. And this is pretty relaxing.
He has a drone trailer powered by a Cybertruck.
It's pretty far
and
out.
He's still a farmer.
It feels like this should have been a scene in Interstellar, you know?
It's more futuristic, arguably.
All right, time for some SpaceX news. And Gorklon Rust said Starlink available in Congo.
Who's Gorklon Rust?
This is Elon Musk's new name on X. He's really enjoying Gork. Remember that new AI that talks funny? It's kind of a demented grok. And so people were goading him to change his name to Gorklon Rust, and he did. Gorklon Rust also said Starlink is about to exceed 80% of all active satellites, with rest of world, including rest of U.S., less than 20%.
Yeah. Wow.
And now that Starbase has become an official Texas city, we thought it would be cool to know a bit more about it.
Starbase is pretty tiny. It covers just 1.6 square miles. That's 3.9 square kilometers. And it is a Type C city in Texas, which means that no matter which way you plug it in, it's still working. No, I'm just kidding. Which means that it's governed by a mayor and two commissioners, as opposed to a mayor and five aldermen, which Type A and B cities have.
So who's the new mayor? Is it Elon?
No, the new mayor of Starbase is SpaceX Vice President Robert Bobby Pettin, who was elected and ran unopposed, and the two city commissioners are Jordan Buss and Jenna Petzrazulka, also both from SpaceX.
Wait, so they ran unopposed?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's only, I think, 200 people living there.
Right.
And they're probably all from SpaceX. Right. So interesting.
It's a pretty weird looking town. I mean, take a look at the borders there.
Yeah.
It's not skinny. Like it's not a big city.
No. You know, you can follow Starbase City on X now. It has its own X account.
And they just posted, becoming a city will help us continue building the best community possible for the men and women building the future of humanity's place in space.
Now, can the city of Starbase tax its citizens?
Yes, the city could, if it wanted to, could levy a property tax of up to 1.5%.
Interesting.
So, I don't know.
This is like, it could be like a TV show.
It'd be cool when they have a police department, because then you'd be like Starbase PD, you know?
We're investigating a rocket launch.
I mean, that would be neat. They'd be like, and then he put the drugs on the rocket and it ended up in the middle of the ocean like that. I don't know. That's cool.
That is cool. Now, we don't have any official word yet of Starship's Flight 9 launch date yet, but SpaceX has filed what's called a navigational hazard warning in the Indian Ocean from May 9th through the 22nd. And there has been issued a local notice to mariners between May 13th and May 23rd. So,
okay, so that could place the launch between the 13th and the 22nd of this month.
Could be. Fingers crossed. And NASA's Crew 11 launch to the ISS aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon is scheduled for May 29th, launching from Florida.
Their crew just finished training at SpaceX headquarters in Hawthorne, California.
And if you'd like to see some amazing video of Earth, SpaceX posted, watch the extended 4-hour cut with additional views from the Dragon spacecraft flying over Earth's polar regions during the Fram 2 mission. So remember that mission that was up there a few weeks ago? Mm-hmm. This stuff is really cool. You can just put it on before you go to bed and have some great dreams. So we've now learned from Texas Secretary of State government filings that Elon has formed three new limited liability companies with Jared Birchall. Jared is the acting CEO of Neuralink, and he is listed as the manager of these new companies, and they are called Red Planet Ventures 1, 2, and 3, based out of Austin.
Ooh, what are these for?
We don't know yet. We have asked our patrons this week, though, so we'll see if they know. Could be for, I guess what I'm hoping it's for, is for a pizza franchise chain that I'd like to invest in called Red Planet Pizza. Anyway, what do you guys think? Comment down below, because that's pretty exciting. All right, time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
If you want to get the best razor on Earth, I'm holding it. But you can get your own over at hensonshaving.com. And if you use the code Now You Know at checkout and you put the box of 100 blades in your cart, you'll get that box of 100 blades for free. And that box of 100 blades, double-sided blades, so that's 200 shaves with a fresh razor. That should last you 1 year, 2 years, maybe even three if you stretch it. Escape into
the future. All right, so Waymo, the autonomous robo-taxi service, has started up in Tokyo, Japan. This is Waymo's first foray outside of the U.S., where they operate in Phoenix, Austin, L.A., San Francisco, and Miami.
So what happened?
Well, to be fair to Waymo, this Waymo being pulled over by the Tokyo police was certainly caused by a human driver, because Waymos in Tokyo are not yet allowed to be driven autonomously. So I'm sure the human driver did something stupid and got pulled over.
Well, then why do you have an autonomous car if you're just going to have a guy drive it around?
You first have to collect data to show the local government that it's safe, and you have to get mapping data. So I'm sure it was probably...
Oh, it's mapping data.
Yes.
Okay. Now, Waymo has shared data on its autonomously driven taxis, and they do show that their robo-driven cars are way safer than their cars driven by humans.
Yeah, with over 56.7 million miles driven by their computers, Waymo has reduced pedestrian injury crashes by 92% and reduced crashes with bicycles and motorcycles by 82%.
To give some real-world context to these numbers, let's say that Waymo's replaced human-driven cars in the city of San Francisco.
Okay, so there are about 1,200 pedestrian and then bicycle-motorcycle accidents every year in San Francisco. About 750 involve pedestrians, 300 involve bicycles, and 150 involve motorcycles.
With Waymo, 690 pedestrians, 246 bicycles, and 123 motorcycle injury crashes would have been avoided yearly.
So that's 1,059 crashes avoided. Wow. And this is why robotaxis are going to be amazing, because they drive safer than humans do.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. Remember, send in your stories to us. Send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got this week, Jess?
We've got Sean. He wanted to show us what FSD could do the other day. Check this out.
All right, here's proof that FSD and Tesla are getting close to solving autonomy. Road construction zone coming up here. Just keep in mind, this is 2x speed to get through this, but this was kind of a long wait. But there's a human holding a stop sign, and the car slows down. I did not interact at all. The car stops for the stop sign. And throughout this, he's putting another vest over his shirt, high vis. But there's cars that end up coming. And then you can't see it in this, but the car actually, after the first set of cars comes, the steering wheel started turning left, even though the stop was still there, but it didn't go. And then a second set of cars ends up coming through. So I'm going to skip through to get past that. Here we go. Car immediately gets back in the right lane. It's doing all this, and then it realizes, like, oh, wait, there's construction on that side. Gets into the opposing lane. 2x speed, don't forget. It did slow down quite a bit for that person. It didn't get back over in the right lane here, luckily, because it could see more trucks down the road. And this was a long construction zone. Didn't get over. There's cones there. More construction trucks. Oncoming traffic. And it got right over. I had no interaction whatsoever with this. We're almost there, baby. Almost there.
This is a question that people bring up all the time. What about construction zones? And it's like, I wouldn't have done any better here, because this is confusing. It's like, do I get back over now? What do I do?
Wow. Yeah. So for all the people who are like, here's just one example of where it was able to handle something that, you know, I've seen human drivers struggle.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sean. That was great. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the Patreon poll, which is another perk for being a Patreon, because you can help us figure out what are Red Planet Ventures 1, 2, and 3. And only 1% agreed with me that it's a restaurant chain franchise on Mars.
Oh.
That might have been my vote.
I see. So it's most people thought it was to raise capital for building infrastructure on Mars.
Interesting.
But pizza does count as infrastructure. Gotcha. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. That's interesting.
It's very interesting. Mm. I mean, I thought I was kind of leading the witness there, but I thought there'd be just a whole bunch of others. But yeah, infrastructure.
Interesting.
I don't know. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. And of course, Elon has become Gorklon Rust. Gorklon Rust said, try Grok voice mode. It's awesome. I did get to try it. It is awesome. Mm. It's a little bit addictive. Gorklon went on to say, according to Grok, we are roughly at the halfway point in the life of the universe as measured by how many times our atoms will be in a supernova, about 3 times in the past and about 3 times in the future. Interesting. So my atoms in my body have been in a supernova 3 times before?
That's true. I mean, there wouldn't be certain atoms within you if they hadn't gone through a supernova.
Michael says, this is wild. What the f*** happened in 1971? Because the mean age of parents went down and then back up again in 1971. And Gorklon said, Paul Ehrlich published his genocide-causing mind virus book, The Population Bomb. That is one theory, Gorklon. Gorklon said, Starlink still worked in Spain and Portugal when the whole country's lost power. Worth having Starlink as backup, even if you have a gigabit landline. And there's the chart to prove that as the power went out, Starlink use went up. Doge Designer says zip code 69420 is not currently assigned to any geography in the United States. Elon Musk has the chance to do the funniest thing ever.
And Elon laughed.
William Shatner says, I was looking at the dip in Tesla stock today and thought, maybe it's time to risk life and fortune. Also, is there a Tesla supercharger in the Hollywood Hills? If not, there should be.
Elon said there is.
And Gorklon said, my pronouns are still Prosecute Fauci. And Tesla automatically shifts from forward to reverse. And mine still doesn't do that.
That's because you have the old Model Y and you have a shifter. What are you, from the past? You have a shifter? You got a shift?
All right, it's time for Community Mail Time. Community Mail Time. Remember to send us your pictures and stories to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got?
Chris spotted this line waiting to use the 4 Electrify America charger stations across from the 13 open Tesla supercharger stations.
How much do you want to bet one of those 4 at least was down?
Yeah, I know.
Chris also spotted this custom Model Y in Santa Monica.
Nice. Got a fake grill. And then he spotted this Toyota Model S.
I didn't know Toyota was making Model S's now. Jeff spotted this Model Y fire department vehicle in Akron, Ohio.
And Suzanne and Ed pulled into the airport for their 40th anniversary. And look what their Model 3 told them. Happy anniversary, guys.
All right, let's see what people have found for superchargers out there in the world.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. We're here in Temple, Texas at a Bucky's gas station and convenience store. Over here, you'll see it's our supercharger installation, 48 stalls, 250 kilowatt hour fast charging. Looks like it was installed in February this year. While I do not yet have my Tesla, I cannot, vouch for the experience, but it looks like it. You have the pick of the lot here. Comments I've read say that it is fast charging. And of course, you have the Bucky's here for wonderfully clean bathrooms and all of the food and drink that you could hope for. So, I don't know. I'd have to give this a 10 out of 10. Now you know.
I'm at the Tysons Corner, Virginia supercharger. As you can see, there's 6 stalls available right now, and it's 35 cents, which is a little high, but then you can see the rate goes down a little bit once people are not so much using this, because this is actually located at a mall. We are at a mall, one of the biggest ones in the area around here, and it's called Tysons Corner Mall or Tysons Corner Center. And so you can see how massive this thing is. It's like you got stores, you got shops, you got food, you got restaurants. So the location of the supercharger is actually in a parking garage, I should say, and not too difficult to find. It's pretty easy to navigate to. The mall has a ton of stuff that you can look at and do. Yeah, definitely check it out if you're in the area, if you need to charge and then you need to walk. This is actually not a bad spot at all. Great spot. Highly recommend it.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger reviews. We have a spot on our website where you can upload your own and review everybody else's.
We'll see you guys on Thursday, everybody.
Now you know.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.